Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text for our meditation here this morning is recorded in the 7th chapter of the book of Revelation, beginning with the 9th verse. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes, and peoples and languages, standing before the throne, and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne, and around the elders, the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes? From where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. And they shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. For the sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb is in the midst of the throne, and he will be their shepherd. And he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us to your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. In our text for today, St. John pictures the blessed rest of all the saints as a beautiful heavenly picture and foretaste of what lies beyond. The great multitude is the elect who are drawn from every tribe and nation. The great throng are those who are dressed in white robes, a symbol of purity and sins forgiven. They are holding palm branches, as the Hebrews did in the joyous festival of tabernacles, calling to mind the great celebration and joy that they are experiencing. The great hymn of praise, which recalls the thrice holy song of the seraphim in Isaiah chapter 6, is reaffirmed by the 24 elders saying, "Amen. Blessing, glory, wisdom, and thanksgiving, honor, power, and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Behold, they are magnifying the Father and the Son who has delivered us up from all of our transgressions. The 24 elders in our text are the prophets and the apostles. The four living creatures are the four gospels, who through which all the elect are drawn from every tribe and nation. Awestruck by this holy vision, one of the elders says to St. John, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where do they come?" St. John says, "You know," echoing Ezekiel's vision of the valley of the dry bones. The elder then says, "These are the elect, who have washed their robes and made them white, who are drawn from every nation, tribe, and people." Let us then today meditate upon this theme, the blessed repose of the saints from their labors rest. First, St. John indicates that they have washed their robes I made them white in the blood of the Lamb. When we are born into this earth, we are covered with all the filth and the stench of human sin, so much that it reeks to high heaven. It stinks in the nostril of the Lord Almighty. For we are totally lost in sin, and there's absolutely nothing we can do to change this. St. Job of old captures this with these words: "Who can bring a clean thing out of the unclean? There is not one. Only the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ can wash us and make us clean." All the Old Testament ceremonial washings and the sacrifices in the temple all foreshadowed the one all-availing, soul-sufficient sacrifice upon the Holy Cross. This is why St. John says, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sins. The saints are those who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. This is referring to holy baptism, for it is the hyssop by which Christ sprinkles us with the blood of himself, the victim, and the priest. King David writes, "Purge me with a hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow." For in baptism we were clothed with Christ. There his holy life and holy death is counted and credited to us. Here we are covered with the glorious garment of Christ's blood and with his righteousness. Through this wonderful wedding garment, we can stand before the Father with our sins forgiven and can enter into the joyous wedding feast that has already given us a foretaste in our text for today. Now the saints, we ourselves the saints, are those who wash their robes and make them white in the blood of the Lamb. They do this lest they become stained by sin as we walk the dusty roads of this life. We do this every time we return to our baptisms in holy confession and absolution. For the believer must find sin so repugnant, he must not want even one speck of it on his white robe. For how can we, who have watched our Lord suffer and die for our sins, indulge in hatred, in bitterness, and not desiring to help our friend in need? How can we let our sinful passions and our cravings get the better of us when we think about all that our Lord had to endure to accomplish our salvation by means of his holy life and death upon the cross? How can we be so concerned about amassing things that will not last on this earth, when our Lord endured poverty and even the death of a common criminal in order to provide each and every one of us a crown of life? One cannot say, "I believe in Jesus," and keep indulging these sins all the more. For the one who lives a life of unrepentance is no true Christian. The second thing that we are told about the blessed repose of the saints is that they will rest from their labors. For these are those who have come out of the great tribulation. The tribulation are all the problems, the sufferings that we endure in this life. After all, St. Paul says, through many tribulations we must enter the kingdom of God. The Christian is never promised a time of peace and relaxation on this earth. In fact, it is the very cross that forms the Christian. This is why St. Paul says, "Work out your salvation in fear and trembling." But even though the afflictions of the righteous are many, the Lord promises that he delivers him out of them all. If you have ever stood in the steeple of a church when the bells rang, all you will hear is deafening noise. When you stand outside of this, you think that no possible harmony can exist. But when you move further away from the bells, a couple of miles away, you begin to see the beautiful harmony that the church bells make. So it is with the sorrows of this life. They are often harsh, cruel. And yet when we enter into heaven, and sometimes already in this earth, we begin to see the purpose and the meaning even behind those afflictions. For through these things, the Lord is testing us. He is shaping us, working all things for our good, even turning evil into good in our lives. It is only with this perspective that St. Paul can say, we can say with St. Paul, "For I consider the sufferings of this present time are not worth being compared with the glory that is to be revealed in us. For you see, the blessed repose of the saints is what makes all of these sufferings so, so much worth it. For the greatest joy in heaven is that we will stand in the presence of the thrice holy God, and we will bask in the radiance that is the blessed vision of God. There all of our sorrows and our tears will be wiped away, and there'll be peace and joy forevermore. There the Lamb will shelter us. He will watch over us in love. He will bring us to the green pastures, and he will give us the living water for all eternity. Nothing in this life can compare to this. And if this were not enough, our Lord Jesus Christ gives us a foretaste each week of this wedding banquet in the divine service. There we are united with all the saints who have gone before in the wedding feast of the Lamb, in the cosmic liturgy that is celebrated here in foretaste and above in all glory. This is why we say, therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth. How blessed we are. How truly privileged we are that even here on this earth, we are given a foretaste. We are given a slight portal into the beyond, a way into heaven, to experience in foretaste what we will experience when we pass through the waters and enter into the promised land. We indeed are the saints who have washed our robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. The hyssop indeed cleanses us from all of our sins. And by partaking in the Holy Supper, Christ feeds us with himself, making all things new, beginning the wedding feast of the Lamb, where all of our tears will be wiped away, and there will be peace and joy forevermore. Amen. Congregation, may rise. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. And let us pray. Mighty God, you have knit together your elect in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of your Son, Christ Jesus our Lord. Grant us grace to follow your blessed saints in all virtues and godly living, that we may come to those unspeakable joys which you have prepared for those who truly love you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen.